Washington, Senate Democrats bidding to solidify support for their $1 trillion COVID-19 relief bill have agreed to pare back the measure's emergency jobless benefits but extend them for an extra month. The deal was revealed as the Senate approached a voting marathon on the bill. A federal judge in Virginia has tentatively scheduled a January 2022 trial for two British militants charged with being part of an Islamic State group that tortured and beheaded American and European hostages in Syria. California will begin setting aside 40% of all vaccine doses for the state's most vulnerable neighborhoods in an effort to inoculate people more at risk from the coronavirus more quickly. On Wall Street, a mixed day right now. The Dow's ahead 183 points, while the NASDAQ is off 42.5. The S&P 500 is up 16. More details at srnews.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very comfortable day today, but cooler air is on the way for the weekend. Today, dry, comfortable, high temperature up to about 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible in the overnight hours, low 45. Tomorrow, a breezy day, noticeably cooler, with a high temperature only in the low 60s. We'll be in the low to mid-60s on Sunday. Good bit of sunshine over the weekend. The nights will be chilly, like we'll be in the 30s on Saturday and Sunday night, then back up to close to the upper 60s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A man is dead following a shooting in Millbrook. The shooting happened Thursday in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say 27-year-old Lewis Lucas was shot and taken to the hospital where he later died. No arrests have been made. The shooting remains under investigation. The Montgomery community held a vigil last night for four people killed in a house fire last month. That fire broke out in the 800 block of Gibson Street on February 22nd. At this point, Montgomery fire investigators still have not released the names of the victims or cause of the fire. And Governor Kay Ivey has extended the state's mask mandate until April 9th. However, she says she will not extend it any further past April. The order also loosens restrictions on some businesses. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Howdy, parents. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLE Rodeo coming to Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. Purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of NuGenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new NuGenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 260 points. The temperature outside is 66 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing on a Friday, big guy?
I'm all right. How are you?
It's Friday.
Oh, there you go.
11 Fridays. Yeah, it's going to be nice. Looking forward to it this weekend. Have kind of warmer day, warm days, cold nights. It's down to 30-something on Saturday. But I got my chili ready to go watch the Duke-North Carolina game. That'd be a miracle if Duke can pull it out again at North Carolina, which they normally cannot. 272-9228, that's where we are. And your car can get in Sweet Creek Farm Market, get back to drawing, plus the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing. Man, I tell you what, that was awful at the Capitol last night. The people going in hand-to-hand combat, going in and seizing the Capitol, going through and throwing bicycle racks everywhere. And it was horrendous. I couldn't believe it.
What are you talking about? None of that happened yesterday?
Wait, maybe. They were wearing kind of strange hats. Oh, that's right. I was watching the storming the Bastille.
Oh!
Ah, God, I knew something was wrong. They were wearing the three pointed hats there. Mm-hmm. So nothing happened, huh?
Yeah, nothing came of it, unfortunately.
How could that have possibly happened?
I suggested earlier that actually QAnon was behind the Gulf of Tonkin incident. Remember the Maine? It wasn't Spain. It was QAnon. Good Lord.
Man, I tell you what, these people are so full of themselves, they can't even see straight.
I would love to see Swalwell do hand-to-hand combat, though, Eric Swalwell.
Oh, yeah, Swalwell would be pretty good at that.
Yeah, let's get him in the octagon with somebody.
Yeah, but he keeps saying the words fang, fang, bang, bang. Oh, man. Okay, so the governor lifts the mask mandate. Let's listen to a WSFA news report on it.
April 9th, there will be an adjustment to the statewide health order, meaning business owners will have some changes to make. WSFA 12 News reporter Ashley Bowerman talked to business owners and their customers about how face mask wearing will soon become a personal decision rather than a requirement.
After April the 9th, I will not keep the mask order in effect.
Alabama's decision to lift the mask mandate after April 9th has come with mixed reaction from Alabamians. Some say,
I think that we all should wear the mask until this thing is over.
And others say,
I'm glad that Governor Ivey gave everybody the freedom of choice.
The announcement gives businesses 30 days and counting to think through their next steps. Some businesses will decide to adjust their policies, and others will decide to keep operating the way they have been.
I think the mask is important.
Custom t-shirt shop owner William Moon says no mask, no entry, and plans to keep it that way even after April 9th.
My shop is required the mask.
And some of his customers respect that decision.
I am still personally going to still wear a mask.
With us putting everybody at risk, we need to wear our mask everywhere that we go.
Hair Etc. says they plan to continue to sanitize as they always have, but a decision on masks has not been made just yet.
We'll be looking at the numbers, seeing how the vaccine has an effect on everyone and see if it's come down enough for us to feel safe about it. If not, then yeah, we'll still be wearing masks. You know, we'll just have to evaluate that when we get there.
After all, evaluating what to do next is nothing new for small businesses.
I think we're all hopeful that there's going to be a finish line to the masks and the social distancing and all that kind of stuff. We know it's going to take a while. It's not going to happen all at once. But it's encouraging to see a trend that's heading in the direction we'd like to see it head.
And as more states begin to end their state's mask mandates, like we've seen Texas do already, it's important to note that some large retailers like Target, Starbucks, and CVS have said that they will still continue to require that customers wear masks inside stores. Mark?
It's also important to note, Ashley, that, of course, wearing a mask is not about protecting yourself. By wearing a mask, you are protecting the people around you. And health officials say it's possible even people who have been vaccinated can still carry the virus and therefore spread the virus if they do not wear a mask. You can read more specific details.
Notice that last part, that even if you're wearing them, even if you've been vaccinated, you still could possibly pass the virus.
That's nonsense.
Okay, so I went by, talked to Fresh Market. They're going to keep the mask deal going past. Publix is going to keep the mask deal going past. CVS is going to keep the mask deal going past. Walgreens is going to keep the mask deal going past. Mm-hmm. Renfro's did not know at that moment when I talked to them yesterday. So what do you guys think? Is that going to change who you do business with? Now, I'll tell you, the big beneficiaries are going to be bars. Bars are going to be able to change their seating requirements, and I think people are going to gravitate towards bars and social type things like that. As long as you feel comfortable, as long as you're looking around and you feel comfortable in the room, I think that's where people are going to kind of go. I am so tired of forgetting my mask, having to turn around and get my damn mask. 2729228. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how say you in the subject?
Oh, man. Well, interestingly, I just get the impression Kay Ivey spoke with the White House before she made her decision.
You think so? You don't think she talked to Scott Harris?
Well, I think she talked with somebody at the White House, if not the president himself, and he swayed her. I think there's some kind of deal involved. What kind of leverage they could have against Alabama with the Space Command, Space Program, et cetera. And I got the impression yesterday she was going to change it, and then after I saw the news last night. Am I mistaken? But I can swear a lot of news reports that she had communication with the White House before she made her final decision. Am I incorrect in thinking that?
I have not heard that.
On public television, more than one person expressed that on PBS News last night. And so,
yeah, I'm not sure how the reliability factor of that is, but
I understand. But I feel she was she's making an example for other states to hold back amongst the peer pressure from the rest of the southern states, which I think is a mistake. But I just feel she is involved in some kind of dealing.
Well, I mean, think about it. You have Mississippi to the west of us, you have Florida to the south of us, Georgia to the east of us. Tennessee, I think, is going to change it, but they're going to change it by areas, and areas are going to be able to decide. And poor Nashville's going to be in lockdown because of that tyrannical mayor there.
Yes. And do you still think they never settled any liability issues?
I think that is part of the problem, I'll be honest with you, and that's public especially said that.
Yeah, because I feel that's been the issue since day one. Businesses don't want to be sued for somebody getting sick in their store. And nobody's ever settled that, even offered to settle that issue. So that seems fuzzy to me. Yeah. But they were taking care of that first. The government's going to be paying everybody's medical bills, and I assume that's the case. Nobody's talking about the cost of this stuff, too. But that's a story for another day. But I just wanted to say that. And,
are you going to gravitate towards people that don't require masks, or are you not going to change anything?
Well, I can't change anything because it's not these people that work at these stores that are owned by corporate giants. It has nothing to do with them. They have no control over it. And we're all held to, we're the land of liability. We're almost in a state of blackmail with having to have insurance for this and that and all that. It's just gotten out of control a long time ago. So, no, I'm not going to hold it against any vendor, so to speak, because it's not their fault. And I think people who are reasonable are going to be reasonable about it. But can't expect them to take the mask mandate off if upper management is putting the pressure on it. They'll just fire these managers and fire somebody that enforces it, don't you think?
Now, here's the difference between you and me on this. I think if the public is gravitated towards a store that isn't requiring masks, and I'm a manager of Publix, and I'm watching people go to my competitor, I'm going to let corporate know that. And that should get them thinking in a different direction.
Understand. But this company is so big, it's hard to influence.
I don't buy that. I think that they can be definitely influenced.
Well, I would like that. But we really no longer have local grocery stores. Most of them are owned by big shops, except for the ones that you and I shop at, like Renfro's and all that. We know better. When you get the legislative roundtable on, ask the guys if anybody's putting any proposals forth for limiting executive control and order over.
Oh, they're definitely already on my list.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Y'all have a great weekend. Dan, sounds like you're feeling great. You're an inspiration, bro. I'll see you later.
Thanks, Rich. We're going to go to a break. Coming back to Robert after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey y'all, it's Shelby with Blue Water Broadcasting, and we're live on location at Oswald's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville. We're right off I-65 in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center, and we'll be here till 1. Like all week, we've been collecting badly needed shelter supplies for our Paw It Forward pet drive. Like I said, we need supplies. We're not asking for money. We need dog food, cat food, pee pads, toys, treats, shredded paper, whatever you got, we'll take it. It will go a long way to help these humane shelters. We will be here until 1, but if you can't make it today, feel free to stop by any of our sponsor locations around the river region to drop off your donation. Tomorrow, we will wrap up our second week of Pot Forward at Georgia Floors Direct on the Eastern Boulevard from 11:30 to 1. We really appreciate your donations. Visit our website for a full schedule of our sponsor locations and the times we'll be there. Again, this is Shelby with Blue Water Broadcasting, live on location at Oswald's Apparel and Footwear in Prattville.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe 5.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes 2 tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard today on our show.
Hey, guys. First of all, thank you for taking my call. I jumped into radio just halfway in the previous caller, and I just want to, I think I'm agreeing. Wait, I didn't get the first part of the conversation, but I caught the middle half on. And if he was talking about our governor, Kate, or Miss Ivy, Governor Ivy, I wish we would have joined in with, you know, Mississippi, Texas, and Florida. And, you know, I think we should, you know, I think we should open up. And, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I do think I'm a doctor of common sense. If you've been working in a grocery store for a year with a mask and you still ain't got it, and now that there's a vaccine out, our grocery stores they shouldn't need to have a mask. And while we're talking about grocery stores, the reason it hit me personally is I know I've worked in them. I worked in grocery stores. It's a great job to have and all that. I'm just saying it'd be a lot easier. Anyway, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay, and I want to shout out, is Eddie there?
Eddie?
No, you're a little late there.
Oh, okay. All right. But anyway, hey, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Robert. Missed you by one.
No, no.
I hate it when that happens. Well, it would be interesting. Remember Prattville, Montgomery had a mask ordinance before Prattville did, and people were beaming up to Prattville, and I was one of them, that to go do things up there versus trying to stand in line to go to Publix and Walmart and all this kind of stuff. Be interesting to see if people in different cities have different viewpoints of these things and what people kind of gravitate to. For example, if you're at East Chase and you're walking around East Chase Commons out in the where you go into stores and you don't have a mask on there, but when you go into a store, they require a mask, you put your mask on. It'll be interesting to see how people are going to adapt to this. Let's go to the phones and go to Jim. Jim, we're on board the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Doing good. What's up?
Yes, real quick there, I was glad to hear from Dr. Mark Bullard there on the news. Dan, something just doesn't make sense, and I know we've heard it. He when he wrapped up there, he said the masks are not to protect you from other people; it's for protect other people from me. Well, I don't have it, Dan. So why do people have to worry about being protected from me? I mean, that doesn't make sense. Protecting the other people from me. I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me. And, of course, the one I have doesn't protect anybody from anything. So,
yeah, it's...
I see people in the stores with bandanas on and, these little pull-up things. They're not even medically approved.
That's true. Yeah, particularly the bandanas.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They just want something covering your face, and they want you to obey. That's the whole thing. They don't care that it doesn't work. They just want you to obey. That's it. And they'll keep trying to string this thing out. They'll come up with something else. But at least I'm glad the governor said she's not going to give any more. I hope she keeps her word.
I think she will. I think she will. I think she... I believe she picked the night so you could get. We got through Easter because they were worried about Easter. And the church events.
Yeah, didn't she say that they were down like 80-something%? What was the 80%?
It was from their high point too.
Yeah, I mean that's a huge drop.
Yeah, I mean let me tell you something. We're doing great, and the country's doing great, and. But these damn masks, is something about them is like a false sense of security that we have, or they want to give us.
And I don't like them, Dan, because I'm kind of have a great personality. But when you're out and about, you can't see people's face, their expressions, you know what I mean? It's just not good for society to be people hiding behind masks. You can't really tell how they can't smile at you. You don't recognize people. And, I'm just tired of the whole thing. It's just completely got out of control. And hopefully this is going to start. And, of course, you're not seeing any of the numbers anymore. You notice that, Dan? The old numbers box up in the corner, how many died, how many got it. They took all that down now.
Yeah, right.
They don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Just don't pay attention to that anymore. That's not important. But anyways, I'm wearing masks as little as possible. And I see people, when I go into Walmart, I see them go in. And as soon as they get past the little squirt there at the front with the calculator, they just pull them off. And nobody's going to come up into Walmart and tell you to put your mask on. I've never seen it. And I don't think they will. They value your money too much.
Jim, let me ask you a question. When you say you pick up your granddaughter, is she in public school?
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
And that's in Prattville. And the kids, they still have to wear them in the class, but when they go outside, they don't. And the parents picking them up, we pick them up outside, so a few still wear their masks, but most of them don't. I felt like asking a guy, said, sir, you're standing out here in the middle of this grass field. Why are you wearing a mask? You know, but no, Dan, there's just no substitute for these schools. When you see those kids out there frolicking in the grass, playing with each other, running around, there's no substitute.
No, and let me tell you something again. The damage that was done to these kids mentally, cognitively, educationally, there's going to be a price to be paid.
Yep. And people, I don't know why people can't see that. Or the great viewer, Dr. Fauci, why he doesn't see that.
I tell you one thing I'm going to watch. It is bass going to require a mask. That one's going to be interesting because there are a ton of people that go to Bass on Saturdays and Sundays just to walk around and do the aquarium and see the different demonstrations that they have on. That one will be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, I think most of your local people, when they say, you know, you don't have to wear a mask, what do you think about our local eating establishments?
You don't have to wear a mask in an eating establishment. The eating establishment could require you to walk in with a mask, and then when you're seated, take your mask off. But I believe people are going to really gravitate towards those areas, and it's going to be common. It's going to be like the Tap Room here in Montgomery, Baumhauer's, places like that.
Yeah, I think they're not even going to pay attention to you not coming in with a mask on anymore after this mask thing. That's silly.
Yeah, Applebee's may, but Venezuela may not.
Yeah, like the virus is waiting there to attack
to jump on you.
Oh, Lord. Help, I'm like you, Dan. I'm so sick of this mask thing. I'm just fed up. And hopefully we're on the road to getting rid of this junk. So, anyways, y'all have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. But
I got a group of grandkids coming in today to keep me company this weekend. So
all of you have a lot of fun. Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000. Let John Williams and the gang up on the mountain in Wetumpka help you out with your VA, FHA, conventional refinance, or brand new loan. Give them a call, 567-9000. See what they can do for you. Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232876. Equal Housing Lender, Robert Duane, coming back to you.
Dan Morris Show. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very comfortable day today, but cooler air is on the way for the weekend. Today, dry, comfortable, high temperature up to about 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible in the overnight hours, low 45. Tomorrow, a breezy day, noticeably cooler, with a high temperature only in the low 60s. We'll be in the low to mid 60s on Sunday. Good bit of sunshine over the weekend. The nights will be chilly, like we'll be in the 30s on Saturday and Sunday night, then back up to close to the upper 60s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together we do more.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.272-9228, this is where we are. Let's hear the phones, boys, and goes to go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, it's Joey. How y'all doing?
Robert, we're great, and how are you, my brother?
Dan, I'm a ran raid for a moment, and you stop me when I go wrong, because you'd always say, when you do your research, have some evidence and some background. Okay, here we go. I did a little research online that Alabama have 61 institutions. Each institution gets a state trooper protection. That's 61 troopers taken off the highway per game. That's not on Saturday. That's through the week. The coach has protection. It says he's being protected from the media. Half time, I see the coaches, they all in the face of the media. Now, they have not only that, each university have university police that are also state tax paid. Why can't the university protect the property at all times? They should protect that property on and off the road as it travels, because they are hired as university police to protect the university's interests. Why should we take 61 troopers off the street when we have less than 300 on the highway. Please ask those gentlemen that's coming on today, why do we provide this service twice? We provide it with the university police, then we turn around and provide it with our own state troopers that we really need out on the highway protecting our citizens as they travel to and fro.
Okay, 2 points. Number one, I believe it's only game day. I've never seen a coach with a state trooper during the week.
Right, that's game day. Some of them have games on Thursday. Some have games on Friday.
Yeah, I thought you said all during the week. But so that's number one. Number two, because I asked the question myself, why state trooper? And the reason is because the state troopers in other parts of Alabama and other states, and they have reciprocity with other states for protection. A university police officer does not.
Okay, why do he travel along with them? Why do he go?
Why does the state trooper go?
No, why do the university police follow him?
I don't know if they do or not.
Right. We're paying twice. Now we're paying for a useless man. If he don't have any clout, he's useless on the highway. Why do he leave the university campus and escort the buses and the coaches?
Well, the state trooper escorts the buses and everything to the stadium.
Right. But I have seen Alabama State. I have seen other police follow the bus to the game with the state troopers.
Well, that's up to the university to do that.
Right, but the university is spending our money also.
Well, they're not spending our money. You got to remember that a university is a combination of state funding, tuition funding, and endowment.
Yes, right. I understand that. That's why I told you to study me when I get to ranting, because...
You know I will, Robert. You know I will. We're friends.
I get kind of passionate when it comes down to...
I know, when it comes down to money, you get passionate.
I'm kind of, who? But I'm glad you mentioned that there's all the industries that contribute to universities, so that don't mean it's coming out of that pay, that, you know, that budget.
Yeah.
But it just, to me, I just don't see, but now, like you said, state troopers have a lot of clout, and when he go to and fro in one state, he has more power to protect that coach. He can really be still within the line of law.
There you go.
Okay, that's what I need to know.
Robert, you tell Robert, little Robert, hi.
Hey, I'm seeing him tomorrow. I got some yard work. All right, guys.
See you, buddy. Let's go to the phones and go to Dwayne. Dwayne, how's how you today, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about you? How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. That's good to hear. I'm a truck driver. I just drive a dump truck.
Yeah.
My life is probably different than a lot of people's, and I understand that part of it. But, I don't ever wear a mask. I mean, I'm not bragging. It's just...
You don't need to.
Yeah, that's right. I don't need to. And whenever I go into stores, I don't want to mention names. Stores, you have mentioned some names, but they're mandatory to wear them. But the most they ever say to me is, do you have a mask? I say, no. I don't really make eye contact with them. Maybe they think I'm an a-hole or whatever, you know. But I'm not really that way. It's just that I don't explain myself to them. As long as they're not going to stop me, I just keep walking. And I have had a few Karens say something to me about it. They say, are you going to wear a mask? I said, no, ma'am, no, sir, whatever. You know, I don't really have any conversation with anybody. I just go in there, take care of my business, and carry on what I got to do and get what I need to get. And then get what I need to get and go, you know. And I haven't worn a mask since they, you know, just didn't make it mandatory. I mean, I know they say it's mandatory now, but at the beginning, I was kind of scared about it. And my wife and I are both 60 years old, and we both have got corona. We didn't get it so bad that she had to go to the hospital or nothing like that. I basically just lost my appetite and lost the taste. I was out of work about 8 days, but that was the extent of it. I mean, after that, my wife wanted to go and check, if she had it or not. She got an infusion, but that was all she... I mean, I didn't get it. She got
let me,
it.
Let me ask you several questions here. Number one, did you stay off work because your employer required you, or you did it yourself?
I did it myself because I felt bad, and that's the reason I stayed out of work. because I did feel I was, it was made me sleep a lot. When I get sick, sleep always helps me. And that's when I know I'm really, if I feel bad and I'm really tired, exhausted, I sleep. So, that's how I know when I'm really sick.
Your body repairing there. Next question. The when you're driving your dump truck, are you local to the river region?
Well, I drive anywhere in Alabama. We drive all. We've driven all the way up above Birmingham, all the way down to Enterprise, Dothan. Anywhere in Alabama, because dump trucks, they are really just areas we sort of can't drive across state lines because they don't have the
license,
the tag or the license for it. But that's
interesting. We have a lot of truck drivers listening to this show, so I appreciate you calling in, Dwayne.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I just wanted to call and let you know I didn't want to mention stores because managers or something like that might get in trouble.
No. Yeah, but let me tell you something. I have some truck drivers that are clients, and one thing I've learned about truck drivers, they're very independent. Very independent, very self-determined, and they're in control of their lives, and they're literally on a physical basis, but also on a financial basis. And so that independent story kind of like is very much kind of a old west come to 2021.
Well, I appreciate it. I just want to call and let you know about that. I didn't want to get anybody in trouble. Just wanted to share that.
I appreciate you sharing that with us.
All right.
Dwayne, take care, buddy. You have a great day. Keep on trucking. Gene, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. Oops.
Good afternoon, Mr. Dan.
How are you?
I'm fine. I've been praying for you every night.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad to hear that you're feeling good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
That's good. I call because I need 2 Cuban sandwiches.
You need 2 Cuban sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know where you need to go to get those?
I know, Sweet Creek.
There you go.
So, tell Joey to put my name in.
Ah, now we get down to the real reason she called. She wants the 2 Cuban sandwiches, and she wants a gift card to pay for it. Joey, do you have her name in?
Yeah.
Do you have a month and day?
It's 1/26, right, Gene?
That's right.
Gene, he knows you pretty darn well.
Well, I stay on the phone with him all the time.
You called me for years.
Has she?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
She calls you 4 years. Hey, 4 years.
Yeah.
Gene, your name's in. We do that drawing when?
2:30 and 2:45.
My dear, I appreciate you listening today.
You have a blessed day.
You too. Going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about 6 other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It's been interesting to see also what this is going to do with the city. For example, the beer fest, the wine sampling, different events that they're going to do downtown. Are they going to do the movies on Friday down by the riverfront? Also, what goes on inside the convention center? Impact Theater, things like that. Be interesting to see how all of that plays out. Let's go to the phones and go to Pam. Pam, how are you today, my dear? Are you working or not working today?
I am on my way to work, and I was just thinking about some of those delicious ribs from Sweet Creek. And the lady that just called in and needed some Cuban sandwiches, I was thinking, I need some ribs from Sweet Creek.
So Pam wants to get in on the drawing for some ribs.
I do. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing good. Give me your month and day of birth.
11/22.
What do you have planned for the weekend?
Pardon?
What do you have planned for the weekend?
Oh, I am off work tomorrow, so it will be a great day to drive out to Sweet Creek.
Oh, to pick up your ribs, right?
Yes. So she just gave me a great idea. Miss Jean, I think, was her name.
Her name was Jane, but remember now, if you don't win the card, you still can buy the ribs.
That's right. I still can buy the ribs. And you know what? I think that would be a great idea just to drive it. You know, it's so
Let me give you a hint. I tell you something that I did is go get the ribs and tell somebody you can get the ribs and you're going to get them a slab of ribs for $10. And then you go buy them and give them for $10. Because I want to tell you that there's no way, you know, Joey can knock out one slab of ribs by himself.
Oh, yeah.
But two, you can't do two.
Right.
It'll
that
hurt.
That is a great idea because they're so good. And that sauce they put on there is just, they're just delicious. So, and you know, I love to go in on the porch and swing, and I mean, not swing, but rock on the rocking chairs. It's just so nice out there.
Oh, yeah. Just, do that with some ice cream. Do it with the peach cobbler.
Ice cream is so good.
Oh, man. Okay.
I haven't had the peach cobbler, but I've had the ice cream, and I've had those huge cookies. Can't remember what they're called. But
Swamp cookies.
Yes, they're really good. So, okay, well, thank y'all for letting me get in, and I may just ride on out there regardless tomorrow because I think that's a great idea. I really want some of those ribs.
Well, I may bump into you, Pam. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, sir. Okay, here we go. Got the Clippers up here. You got three emails, right?
Yep.
Cuomo is having a hard time. Where's Norah O'Donnell? You're in the fourth. We need to be in the fifth. There we go. Let's pick up some things we left out yesterday. Newt Gingrich on the Dem strategy. This was interesting. Listen in.
What do you think we're watching here? What's going on?
You know, it occurred to me that Biden had lived through two Democratic disasters. When Clinton was elected, 2 years later, they lost 54 seats and we became a majority for the first time in 40 years. When Obama was elected, 2 years later, they lost 63 seats. And I think what they've done is a very calculating and I think cynical ploy, which is they've given up on keeping the House. What they're doing is ramming through everything they can get done before they lose in 2022. So this is kind of a sprint to radicalism, even though it's going to cost, if you look at these votes in the House, you got 30, 40, 50 members who are not going to be able to go home and defend them. They're not going to be able to explain it. And I think that the Biden-Harris model is, we're going to lose the House anyway. We might as well grab everything we can while we got the power. And it's astonishing. Just take the $1.9 trillion political pork bill, which is not a COVID bill, only 9% of it's COVID. The other 91% is just political pork. That bill has more radicalism in it than the 8 years of Clinton and the 8 years of Obama combined. Just that one bill. And you're going to see wave after wave. I describe it as a flood tide of radicalism.
A flood tide. I like that. So now second part. So did you hear what he was saying, basically? They've given up. And I kind of agree, which is why they're in the kamikaze mission that they are right now. I think it's going to be damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. We're just going to cram this crap through here because we know we're going to get our butts kicked. But let's get the things done, and then hopefully they won't be able to repair it with just having a House in the Republican side. They won't have the Senate yet. So part two, Dems want a new America.
I got to wonder, though, and your analysis makes total sense, and you've, I mean, you know, you ran the House, so you know how it works. But I just wonder the motive behind the things that they want. You said they want to get the stuff they want up front. Makes total sense. But all the things that they want hurt the country in measurable ways. We're energy independent. They want us not to be. They want to totally destroy our control over the border. They're letting foreign nationals roam the country unimpeded with COVID. Like, why would you want those things?
Yeah, I mean, I just did a tweet this afternoon saying if there's a problem with COVID in Texas, it's not Governor Abbott. It's Biden's illegals. And we just had to call them. These are Biden's illegals coming in the country, no public health check. I mean, even back in the 1880s, we had public health checks if you came to America. But here's, Tucker, I really admire your show. I really think you're remarkably trenchant in your insights. But I just want to offer you a thought. They don't want to protect your America. Yeah. They want to create an alternative America. It's an America of racial deep inequality in an anti-white and, by the way, anti-Asian basis. It's an America in which transgender dominates Christianity and Judaism. It's an America in which they want to actually pass a bill to create a permanent machine, just like California, Chicago, and New York. And that's not... So when you and I talk about why would they do this for America, it's because they really want a radically different country. And they really, as I just proved with Dr. Seuss, they really despise America.
Wow. And I think Newt has some truth into that, particularly the just let it all go, because if you look at it, that's what they're doing. And then if you look at what they're changing, they're trying to consolidate power, hence the H.R. 1. They're trying to hit the main big themes, hence the Sheila Jackson Lee gun bill, which is worse than I thought it was after reading some things last night on it. And I think there are going to be other things. There's this hint of another package that's going to be another package. And now for compromise, they're talking about doing, and some of the Republicans are agreeing with this, doing some infrastructure in this COVID-19 bill. That's general infrastructure. Scary.
Well, a good little bit of good news is they tried to do the minimum wage in the Senate today, and 8 Democrats voted against it. It was a 58-42 vote. So Manchin, Sinema, but also folks like Tester, Shaheen, both senators from Delaware. So
Shaheen, she's about to get some major opposition from Sununu.
Right. So there isn't as much. Everything you're saying is correct, especially coming out of the House. But luckily in the Senate, looks like some of the radicalism might be tempered a bit.
Interestingly enough, and asked a question, would you be more likely or less likely to vote Republican if the Republicans control both the House and Senate? Less likely won for